And my roof's just got a bit of stuff on it that I need it cleaned, and I don't know, it looks like, I went up there and now it looks like it's a lot of the slate's missing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Slates, you say?
Slates are gone, yeah.
And are you sure you didn't miscount?
No, it's not even like it's... I didn't count them to begin with. It's just there's a load of...
Well, if you didn't know how many there were to begin with, how why would you even say they're missing if you don't know how many there's meant to be?
Because there's like holes where the slates should be. There's like missing slates.
Are you a roofer?
No, I'm...
They're probably there for like airflow.
Oh, really? Ah.
I would imagine so.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just thought...
It's just...
There's a lot of moss there as well, and that's what I was going up originally for. But now you say, oh, okay, well, yeah.
I'm just saying there's no need to investigate that.
Okay,
you didn't know how many slates there were beforehand, so whatever number
right.
there is now, that could be the correct one.
Yeah, and you're a private investigator.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so you would know, like, does that happen a lot?
The important, yeah, that's always what I say. The important thing is you need to know in what way things are different.
Okay, well.
You know, like sometimes people ask me, you know, to look for their missing parent, and I go, do you remember ever having a parent?
Some people can't remember.
And then, you know, first thing, check they exist in the first place.
It's fair. Does it matter if the parent could remember you? Because, like, if you remembered you had a parent, but the parent had Alzheimer's and couldn't remember you, does that...
That's an interesting scenario. It hasn't occurred to me yet, but I will keep
then.
That in mind.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, no. So, all I'm saying is, don't worry about your missing roof slates.
All right. Here's that money.
Yeah, cheers.
So then, yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Anything else you want me to investigate? I thought this would take longer. I had the whole day for it.
Could you follow my son?
Okay, now, you know what I'm going to ask? You remember having a son?
Oh, I want to be honest with you. I do.
You do? Okay. And you've got picture proof?
I do, yeah. Now, but that actually brings me... He hasn't contacted me for a while.
What's a while?
4 months, and I'm worried that he, in fact, doesn't remember me, which is why I kind of...
Now, how often would you expect him to contact you? Is 4 months an unusually long period for him not to contact you?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Usually he'd be every other week.
Every
minimum.
Other week. Okay.
Sometimes right. It's more than that. Sometimes it's every week.
Now, looking at that picture, I'm guessing...
He was a chubby teenager, but he's...
I wasn't going to guess the weight. I've learned that the hard way. Clients don't like it when you guess their weight.
Welcome back to Dunbracken.
All right, Mrs. Jones, I've finished painting this glass house green for you.
You've missed a panel in the top corner.
Look, well, you just need one that's still glass. You know, just to let the light in.
I want the full thing green.
Okay, that will be an extra £20.
I paid you in advance for a greenhouse.
Yes,
not a glass house.
But I have done it to industry standards, which is leaving one panel still glass.
Well, I want it to my standards.
Like I say, I am willing to do that, Mrs. Jones, but it will be an extra £20 because I did not factor in the cost of the extra panel of paint.
Well, you're going to have to wait for the pension in 2 weeks' time.
Well, then I will complete the job in 2 weeks' time.
Well, I have tomatoes to grow.
Well, surely that'll take more than 2 weeks.
Oh no, they're very quick in here.
Well, it is a very high-quality greenhouse, so we'll give you that.
Well, it's not a very high-quality greenhouse if one panel isn't green.
Mrs. Jones, you're just not familiar with the way things are done in the greenhouse business.
Sorry, you have a look at those tomatoes and tell me I'm not familiar with the business.
Look, I am not disputing the quality of your tomatoes.
You name a colour. I've got a tomato in it.
Brown.
Got one.
Well, I am impressed.
So we just have to build a fire.
No, we have to build a relationship.
But we...
It's the theme of the event. Come on.
The theme of the event, but they took, all 30 employees out into the middle of the wilderness and, I mean, Mr. O'Reilly just said survive and drove off.
Did you not read the document in advance that said,
of course,
here's the mission statement, here's the aims and objectives.
No.
Here's...
Why would I do that?
It's not just about being here as people. It's about being here as, like, spirits.
I assumed...
connecting together in a way that's beyond work.
That's all well and good, sure. But, like, I thought we were going to be here and we'd maybe do a bit of, like, clay pigeon shooting. There's a lake. I thought we would maybe just, like, go rowing in the lake and things like that. But we're just building a tent. Somebody brought some marshmallows.
Sorry, I'm starving. Where's the marshmallows?
I think Derek has them in his bag if you want to hook into them. Like, are we supposed to hunt? There's 6 tents. There's 30 of us. I don't know.
Yeah, we're meant to build a society and only the strongest survive. Just like in the workplace. Wait. The headcount is being reduced in the office and only the people who are the strongest will survive.
Was this in the mission statement?
You need to read these things.
Come on. That is a terrible way of telling us that some of us are getting fired.
You're not getting fired. You're getting downsized.
Sorry, do you know where Derek is? I can't find him.
He went off hunting for a while, but I don't know.
All right, okay, thanks.
His bag should be about.
What?
His bag should be about. Right. It's the one...
Right, yeah, cheers, thanks.
Okay.
So the 10% at the bottom, they're not going to be asked back.
So that's only
In
three.
Fact, there's not even going to be seats in the bus back.
That's all right,
him.
So he's literally getting a smaller bus?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and so there's 30 of us. I only have to beat 3 people?
Yeah.
How do I beat them? What is our...
By if we form relationships,
right,
then we'll become a group and the group will survive.
Right, so what I'm thinking is we betray 3 people, oust them from the group, and sort of like a Survivor-esque thing. We just, if we get a group of 27 together, we just have to oust 3 people. We don't even need to, because there's no point in splitting into smaller groups, because you split into smaller groups, then your whole group would go.
Well, if
gone.
There was 2 groups of 15, that wouldn't work.
Nah, you're in trouble then. But if you ended up with all groups, 10 groups of 3, then suddenly 1 group's gone. That seems illogical as well. So we just have to make sure we're in a group of at least 16. Because they're not going to get rid of all 16 people. They might get rid of 3 from 14, but they're not going to get rid of 3 from 16, because then that would be silly.
I found Derek. He's out in the forest. He's been skinned.
How many people were with him?
Wait, was it only him?
It was just him lying in a clearing, and he's... I got the marshmallows though. But
this is good. So now we only need to ice 2 of them.
Derek's,
I didn't. Oh,
Derek's he's dead. He's skinned alive.
Perfect.
Wait,
skinned alive.
When you say skinned,
yeah,
like drunk.
No, his skin has been removed.
What?
Yeah, I know it's not like him.
A fleshless body.
Yeah.
What, like by an animal?
I don't know. It seemed.
Should we?
Did it look surgical?
Yeah. No. It seemed very
right. I want to team up with that person. I think. Let's find.
I think we should get help. I don't think this.
No,
is
no.
Because
this person's going to just. All he has to do is skin 3 more people.
This is part of the team building. There was no mention of skinning in the mission statement.
No, what I'm saying is someone has obviously shown initiative to get ahead in the corporate ladder.
No one has ever shown initiative at this company before.
Do you just want marshmallows?
Oh, could you pass over a few? Yeah, I'm quite hungry. Cheers. This actually is more reason to get into a big group, because they're not going to skin a big group. You might skin if you're just 2 people. They might take a chance.
Actually, I should check to see what else Derek had in his bag. Just the marshmallows were sitting out. Maybe
top.
He has. I'll hold on.
The pink ones are pretty. The pink ones are nicer than the white.
I'll come back shortly. Hold on.
Rob Bonnie.
I don't know. I'm worried. I don't think this is part of the team building event at all.
You were saying they were going to cull.
Yeah, they were just going to do the ones who are bad at the team building exercise. Well, they're just going to leave in the woods.
Those white ones are bad.
They're not going to
leave in the woods, but they're okay. So between the lines, it doesn't say that they're not going
to
be skinned.
Going to like,
so you don't know,
leave in the woods dead.
This could be Mr. O'Reilly hunting himself. Not he's not hunting himself. He could be himself hunting the bottom 3
and skin somebody. So for which?
Well, Derek's pretty slow. Derek was pretty slow. So you could definitely chase and skin him if you wanted to.
Fuck, that's not nice about Derek.
Oh, the man's dead. If you can't speak ill of the dead, who can you speak ill of? So that's another one likely gone. So there's just one more we need to get done. And we're good.
I'm not comfortable with this.
Look, you're not even taking part in it. I'm not doing any killing. You're not doing any killing. Look, if 3 people were going to probably die out in the forest anyway by a bear, so it's better to get it over quickly. Now I say that. If they're being skinned, that could be a very slow death. Let's hope they're being killed and then skinned. Maybe once Jimmy comes back, we can find out if Derek.
I don't know how you'd
like,
even tell.
I'd say it would be the amount of blood.
Actually, you know.
I've watched plenty of documentaries now. Come on, you don't watch a serial killer documentary?
I have no idea how to tell if someone's been skinned before or after them killed.
You didn't watch that Netflix documentary, The Flounders of Great Britain?
Didn't watch The Flounders of Great Britain?
Well, it was this family. Well, who's that? Hey. Hey, what are you doing up there? Hey, who is that? I can't see. Why are you hooded?
That's three.
I'm sorry, are you following me?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're really on my elbow here. And it tends to be different customer stat at different self-checkouts, and you're really keeping an eye on things. Can I help you?
Okay, I'm going to say a number. Okay, and I just want to watch your reaction, okay?
Did I take
the 13 stone.
Did I take a product that you were eyeing up and
I
put
don't
it in my trolley
so.
Before you were
I'm gonna say a parental figure. And I just want to watch your reaction. Father. I believe I'm looking for you.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not your child.
No, I...
I'm sorry, sir. You're very confused.
I know you're not my child.
I'm just here doing my groceries. You've been following me because
yes.
You thought I was your child.
I don't think you're my child, but I think you're
maybe.
Someone else's child.
Oh, yeah, I am someone else's child. We're all someone else's child. In God's eyes. And, you know, literally, also.
Yes, that's true. I like to think of myself as my own man, but I suppose I am someone else's child.
Anyway. Okay, well, if that's everything...
I'm just going to take a quick picture of you.
No, I do not consent to that at all.
Okay, I'm just going to hold my phone
help.
Up.
No, sorry, I just...
and I'm
going to
take a selfie.
Can someone help me? I'm having an issue. Not baggage area, just... This man's bothering me.
It's all right, ladies and gentlemen. I am following him.
No, that's not him.
You sure?
That's definitely not him.
He does look different.
He does look different.
But he reacted to father and 13 stone. So I was confident.
Oh, wow.
Are you sure it's not him?
I mean, I haven't seen him in 4 months, but it's the facial structure, the hair,
yeah.
The eye colors. Hello. The eyes look red in this powder, so that could just be a... It could be. He's a demon.
Okay.
Oh, my God. What if it's not my child, but somebody's child has a demon in them?
He did confirm he was someone's child.
Oh, nah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the priest.
Okay, here's the mistake we made before I start my investigation. And I'll give you a discount because it's my mistake, too.
Oh, okay.
We should have looked at the picture from 4 months ago and drawn a trajectory to what we expect him to look like now. I made a classic mistake. I started looking for someone, and I didn't know what to expect. This is the tiles on the roof all over again.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's more of them gone, by the way.
Again, we didn't count them when we were up there.
Ah, no.
We don't know how many there were
it
beforehand.
It just feels like there's a lot of holes in the roof, but you're right. I forgot. Next,
how
I'm
many were there
count
before?
Them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to count them. From now on, I'll count them.
Yeah. I mean, you'll count them. I don't know why you would want me to count them.
Okay, but...
I mean, I'll do it. I'll charge hourly.
Yeah,
but
okay, but
I'm saving you money by
not
doing it.
Yeah, no, that's true. Right, well, if you keep looking for my son, I'm going to look for this person with a priest and we'll exorcise this red-eyed demon. Don't worry, you'll still get a cut once we know...
We still haven't drawn a trajectory to what we expect your son to look like now.
That's true, okay.
So, in the picture you showed me, 13 stone.
Yeah. Nah. So the problem is, it could go one or two ways, couldn't it?
Or stay the same.
Which is one of the two ways it could be changed or different.
Do we expect more or less? Or, and I'm open to this, my initial guess was wrong.
I don't think so. You're a very good private investigator. I trust your gut instinct.
I'm glad to hear it. Okay.
He usually eats more when he's living away, so...
Okay. So that was my mistake.
He also exercises more.
Ah, so same weight, but more muscular.
Yeah. So
that's a mistake I made for someone who looked just as fit.
Oh, yeah.
This is why you always need to remember, what are you expecting?
Also, my son, definitely not a demon's type. So I would, if
not
you think...
Not a demon.
Not a demon's type.
Not a demon's type.
I mean, a demon could possess anyone, but he just doesn't seem...
Okay, but we would expect no demons, then.
Expect no demons, sir. As soon as you see those red eyes, just get out of there.
That's all right. I've got a crucifix. I will flash it in people and see how they react. Mm-mm.
Good, good, good.
Room 4 has not come out in 42 hours. And I am so curious.
Me too. My God. What are they doing in there?
I don't know, but I've... Like, they're not dead because I've heard noises.
I went up to the door with a glass, but I couldn't hear anything at that time. It was nighttime, though, so it could have been sleeping.
How's your throat?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
The lozenges haven't really been working.
Yeah, I think I think you need to go to a doctor.
You think so?
Jerry, I mean, your glands are huge.
That seems like a little much.
It looks like you swallowed a plate. They're giant.
It really does. It's kind of getting in the way.
Is it that noticeable?
Yeah, yeah. Every time you it's your shirt is so far undone.
Yeah, you can't button your shirt up.
I mean, none of us want to do all the top buttons, right? Like, that's a lot of buttons.
But you used to be able to do the top buttons, though, Jerry.
Yeah, but... So I can't play this off?
Like, it's okay. Like, it's a sick day. You can go home and just have a sick day.
Yeah. The problem is if I go... Because I've been trying to hold it in because I want to go on the date with Melissa next week and I don't want to go to the hospital because they might put me on bed rest or something. So I'm just trying to hold on.
It's a whole week away, Jerry.
Oh, come on, I can do it.
I feel like if you go home and rest, you'll be in good form.
No, I really need the money. I don't know if I can pay another full bill. So, and it's been going pretty well with her.
Okay.
So, like, I want to...
Well, I guess then you're gonna stay and you're going to work the rest of this 9-hour shift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it contagious? Like, what is it?
Oh, no, don't worry about it. It's just a sinus infection.
In your neck?
In your neck?
Yeah, it grew down.
It grew down?
Yeah.
Who's your doctor?
Dr. Phillips.
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phillips.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil.
But to be fair, I haven't went to him.
Yeah. So where are you getting this information about it being as...
Googled it. So it's slowly working its way down my body. I think I'm going to get a lung infection, and that should... The plate size of the throat... will be in the chest, and no one will know that.
Wait, so is Dr. Phillips just an online doctor?
No, he's my GP.
Oh, is
he
your real doctor? Okay.
Yeah, but I just haven't went and seen him because he's going to tell me I'm sick, and I can't have that.
Yeah, you know that you're sick whether or not your doctor tells you you're sick. You know, it's not like when he says that it magics into being.
Yeah, but then legally I have to, like, stay off work, and I really need the money.
You're entitled to sick days. You're paid for sick days.
Oh, you used them all at the beginning of the year for that festival, didn't you?
Yeah, I was not sick. And look at me now, and it was trouble.
The last of the daylight, I remember that festival.
Yeah.
It was bad. God,
I just used my leave on that.
Did you?
Yeah.
And the worst thing is, I don't even remember. I was in so many drugs.
Oh, God, sorry, there's the thunder outside.
Oh, I thought it was 42. Okay.
Oh, you're right, it is. Oh, God.
Oh.
Those were just dark clouds.
Thank goodness, yeah.
42 is up to... Oh, God. Hello, Diane's bed and breakfast.
How are you, Diane? This is Ethel in room 4.
Hi.
I'm out of smokes. Any chance you can send up that very attractive young man with the big old lozenge in his neck?
Ethel, you told him to send the bread attractive for you!
Hold on. Stanley.
For what purpose do you want...
Just a little eye candy, you know yourself.
For what purpose...
Eye candy.
Eye candy.
Eye candy. I just want to see it. Nothing. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to grab him or squeeze him or rubber or anything. Don't worry about that. I'm only an old lady who's looking for smokes.
Okay, well, we can bring you cigarettes. It's unorthodox, but we can do that.
Fantastic.
Cigarettes, you said?
Send up the fella that looks like he's swallowed a base, will you?
Yes, I believe I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. The
they want
like
you.
He's got one of them Shakespearean ruffs on, but it's in his neck.
Yeah, no, I know the one,
Yeah,
the one who looks like somebody blew a balloon up inside of him.
The one with the tight arse.
Yes. Yes, the one with the exceptional legs. Yes. Of course.
You're very good.
Just stay where you are, and...
Oh, I'm not moving, don't worry about it. Stanley's going to give me a good scene or two now. Not right, Stanley?
Oh, yeah, just get ready.
It's getting ready. Getting ready by the way means he's been chewing Viagra for the last 4 hours now, and he's just starting to work up a bit of a lather.
Now, just to let you guys know, checkout is...
We won't make
It was about...
I'm telling you now, we won't make it.
Well, I know, whatever you actually is, haven't already made it.
We won't make it.
Yeah, yeah.
Once he gets going...
Great, so we're just going to charge you for the extra day, is that okay?
Look, money is no object.
Okay.
We have traveled the world, we are aristocratic.
Wow, it sounds like
There was more to that, Stanley. Sorry. It sounded like there was more to that sentence. Any chance of any more of them blue pills down there, have you?
We do. The Viagra pills. The ones that you're...
Oh, who cares at this stage? Like, you know, he's going to be hard as a rock for about 2 days.
Viagra pills.
You bring him up a sugar pill for all he cares.
We restored the top sale.
All right. Okay, well, we'll do that now.
Great.
He'll be up to you in a second.
And if any baby oil?
We do, but not for the use that I think that you want to use
for. That now, it's just purely sexual.
Describe, okay, yeah, never mind.
Purely sexual.
Pure sex, right.
It's just for sex, yeah.
We can send you up massage.
Two bottles, we both need real lathered.
Yeah, we're very dry.
Okay, well, I'm going to let this be the problem of the boy with the strep throat.
Yeah,
Jerry,
the tight arse.
Yeah.
Buns of steel, we call them.
Yeah, is there anything else?
That we call him? What else do we call him, Stanley?
Bones of steel.
Oh, I said that one.
Tray big arse.
Now, that's what we've been working on. We're not sure about that one, but I call him my little gumdrop as well.
Your little gumdrop. Little...
Wait. Ask him what he thinks of tray big arse, because I think it's fucking great.
All right, okay,
fine. We're
sorry, we're not in an impasse. Look, sorry to bother you. What's your name on the reception there?
Ethel.
Right, yeah.
Great.
So, Ethel, if you don't mind me saying, you sound like a John.
There's so many ways to work a tray bake.
Are you? I think the blood's gone away from your brain. Finally.
Yeah, I think I do mind you saying that. We're going to actually, I think we need that room now for somebody else later on in the afternoon.
Now, there's not a single person that's going to pay for this room after we're done with it. So you can have it if you want, but you'll have to drag our oily bodies out.
Look, the room upstairs there, they need you to bring baby oil, a bunch of Viagra.
A bunch of Viagra?
Yeah, a bunch of Viagra. Go to the drawer, just take a hand.
Is this 42? Because we're finally... No?
No. Was it 4 or 42? I think it was 4.
It's 8.
8? You're in room 8?
I'm in room 8. Yeah, no, we're not the shut-ins in 42.
Okay.
No.
Oh, you're room 8. Okay.
So your name is Ethel as well. My name was Ethel.
Yeah, I think we're both Ethel.
That's mad. You never see any more Ethels.
You're not. Oh my god.
Are you Ethel the Nettle?
I'm Ethel the Nettle.
Get the fuck out of here.
Are you Ethel the Kettle?
I'm Ethel the Kettle.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Hot
oh my god. You can stay here as long as you like.
You're very nice there.
We'll stay as long as
honestly, that's out of our hands now, Ethel.
Bring them the best baby oil we have.
And the finest Viagra.
We'll
chop it up and snort it.
The finest Viagra.
Okay. Right, okay. The ones we were keeping if any royalty ever showed up?
Yes.
Yeah, God,
indeed.
Okay.
These are aristocratic.
Yeah, and the gold foil packaging.
Guys, it turns out they were just having sex. It actually wasn't that exciting.
Oh. But,
yeah, I was hoping I'd be like murdered behind the door or something.
Well, now, just to be clear now, I just overheard you there. We're not the couple in 42.
No murder home.
Oh, right. Well, I guess we better go check on 42.
Yeah, this is an entirely different room. I said room 8.
We're going to go check on room 42. Ethel, do you want to come?
Oh, more than you know.
Okay.
Hi. Sorry. I think maybe... I just had a question about this flyer for an exercise class.
Right.
I think you spell exercise like the demonic sense rather than the like fitness sense.
I'm just
drawing your attention to it. I don't plan on attending.
Don't worry, son. It's going to be okay.
Okay.
That's not my son.
Hold on.
But I'm using son in the paternal sense.
I'm going to say a number at you and I just need to react.
You red-eyed boy.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, I was just asking about typos.
No, it's
flyers.
Not a typo.
It's not a typo. We've been watching you closely.
Your son, how good was his spelling?
B+. unlikely to get that wrong.
Okay, but would he have spotted it?
Oh, he's bad eyesight, so probably not.
Okay, sir, you're not a missing son, or at least not the missing son.
You don't work in the leisure centre, do you?
You are.
I rent an office in the back.
But you are potentially a demon. Now, if you'd wait here for a while, look at your red eyes. Well, they're not here.
Again, remember.
I'm going to take out my phone.
No, don't take my photo. No!
You know, I think we've made another classic mistake. We set up an exorcism class when we expect your son to need zero exorcisms.
We're conflating the two cases together.
We did, yes.
Yeah.
It's tough being a detective.
It is really tough, yeah. I should pay you more. You should charge more.
I charge what I think I earn.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conlath McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram.
Guests this week were Patrick Meyer, Marcus Keeley, Laura Conlon, Luke Benson, John Close, Rachel Coulter, Adam Crossan, and Aaron Marshall.
The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.